Ode to the Midlands, call for artists. Open to Globe Majority, disabled, deaf and or neurodivergent mid-career visual artists living or professionally based in the East Midlands and West Midlands. Applicant Q&A, Wednesday 18th February, 2 p.m. online via Zoom. Contact Colette Griffin at colette@cvaneastmidlands.co.uk to book onto the Open Ode to Midlands information session or to request an online one-to-one conversation. This is an opportunity to discuss queries relating to the project and application process. Individual meetings will last for 15 minutes. Deadline, Wednesday 25th of March, 2026, 10 a.m. Responses, Friday 24th of April, 2026, 5 p.m. Contents, page 1, project overview. Page 2, who are CVAN East Midlands and CVAN West Midlands. Page 3, glossary. Page 3, commission opportunity. Page 4, overview of support. Page 4, who can apply. Page 6, eligibility map. Page 7, selection process. Page 7, commissioning organisations and pairing. Page 8, how to apply. Page 9, application form. Project overview. Ode to the Midlands is an ambitious cross-regional programme delivering over 18 months, delivered over 18 months by Contemporary Visual Art Network East Midlands and Contemporary Visual Art Network West Midlands to enrich the cultural life in the Midlands by investing in local talent and publics. Rooted in equity, collaboration and digital innovation, Ode to the Midlands builds cross-regional connectivity by fostering relationships between artists, organisations and audiences across the East and West Midlands. Ode to the Midlands is working with partner organisations split across both regions to commission 6 Globe Majority, disabled, deaf and or neurodivergent mid-career artists to produce digital works that explore, celebrate and reflect the Midlands' rich cultural and geographical identity. Central to the programme is a unique pairing process that will see visual arts organisations, large or small, work with artists from their neighbouring region to strengthen collaboration and exchange. Ode to the Midlands champions sustainable artist development through commissions, mentoring, peer learning and professional support, while also investing in organisational development, helping partners build the confidence, skills and framework needed for inclusive digital commissioning. With the East and West Midlands historically underrepresented in the national visual arts narrative, low in creative employment and among the least funded regions in the UK, Ode to the Midlands responds to sector needs by supporting artists to create and present new digital artworks. Presenting artworks online, in galleries and in public spaces, it expands access for rural, disabled and time-poor audiences, creating lasting connections and a legacy of inclusive digital arts across the region. Grounded in the core work of our network hosts, New Art Exchange and Dash, Ode to the Midlands ensures creatives from marginalised backgrounds and historically excluded from immersive and digital practice gain visibility, resources and networks. An advisory group of Midlands-based audiences, artists and arts workers will help guide the programme and selection process, embedding inclusive practice and shared decision-making. Through collaborations with regional universities, Ode to the Midlands will deliver a free public workshop series designed to share digital skills, foster experimentation and build sector confidence. These workshops, led by locally based artists and technicians, will support both artists and wider publics to engage meaningfully with new technologies and inclusive creative practice. In partnership with Corridor 8, Ode to the Midlands will also platform critical and creative writing from Midlands-based arts writers, offering reflective responses to the commissioned works and further amplifying regional voices. Ode to the Midlands is supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England. Who are CVAN East Midlands and CVAN West Midlands? CVAN East Midlands and CVAN West Midlands are the free-to-access contemporary visual arts networks for the East and West Midlands, working as part of the National CVAN Network. We advocate for contemporary visual arts in the regions by supporting artists, arts workers and organisations through paid opportunities, critical programming and partnership working, while driving policy change to ensure a sustainable and vibrant sector. Both networks are guided by diverse steering groups of arts professionals, including artists, technicians, writers, curators, producers, academics and access support workers. Since 2023, CVAN East Midlands has been hosted by New Art Exchange. New Art Exchange is a groundbreaking creative space in the heart of Hyson Green, Nottingham, and the UK's largest gallery dedicated to contemporary visual arts from Globe Majority. New Art Exchange is dedicated to promoting excellence in culturally diverse contemporary arts through exhibitions, events and engagement initiatives. The organisation champions a citizen-led model to programming, commissioning and decision-making. Since 2023, CVM West Midlands has been hosted by DASH. DASH is a disabled-led visual arts charity with a vision for a world where disability arts are equally valued. The organisation's mission is to effect sector change to remove barriers to access, establishing disability arts practice as part of the mainstream. Across core activities, DASH tackles systemic inequalities to create space for extraordinary artists to make work and be heard. Talent development is at the core of what DASH does, supporting disabled, deaf and neurodivergent creatives. Subheading, key term glossary. Globe Majority. New Art Exchange and CVM East Midlands define Globe Majority as a collective term that refers to people who are Black, Asian, Brown, dual heritage, Indigenous to the Global South and or people who have been racialised as ethnic minorities. Disabled. DASH and CVM West Midlands use an expansive definition of disabled, including disabled, deaf, chronically ill, neurodivergent, crip, mad, sick and spoony. Subheading, commission opportunity. This is an opportunity to apply to be an Ode to the Midlands commissioned artist, joining a network of six artists who will develop and deliver ambitious digital artworks across this cross-regional programme. As an Ode to the Midlands commissioned artist, you will develop and present a new digital artwork that explores, celebrates and reflects the Midlands' rich cultural and geographical identity, supported by mentorship, peer exchange, access support, editorial writing and promotional support. Commissions may be presented online, in galleries or in public spaces and can take many forms, including exhibition, event, performance, intervention, hybrid installation, web-based work or activity-based projects. Commissions will be reflective of the parameters of the modest budget available and the commissioning organisation's resources and capacity. For Ode to the Midlands, digital artwork refers to the creative work that uses digital technology as an essential element of its concept, production or presentation. This may include, but is not limited to, moving image and video, digital image making or illustration, sound, music or sonic environments, web-based or browser-based work, creative coding and generative processes, artificial intelligence and machine-based learning practices, AR, VR or mixed reality, projections and spatial media, interactive and participatory digital experiences, hybrid installations combining physical and digital elements. We welcome applications from artists with established digital practices as well as from those who are new to digital practice and wish to use this opportunity to develop creatively and professionally in this area. If you'd like to discuss or get further clarification regarding definitions provided above relating to eligibility and eligible practice, please contact Colette Griffin at Colette, C-O-L-E-T-T-E, at CVAN, C-V-A-N, eastmidlands.co.uk. Subheading, overview of support. Each commissioned artist working in partnership with a commissioning organisation in the neighbouring region will receive the following support through Ode to the Midlands. Commissioning budget. A commissioning contribution of £10,000 includes with VAT to cover your artist fee, production costs and presentation costs for the new digital work. Access support. Access funds as required drawn from a £10,000 total access budget across the programme. This may include access support for application, research, production and presentation. Travel and collaboration. Access to a shared total travel and accommodation budget of £5,500 to support cross-regional collaboration between you and your commissioning organisation. Professional development. Bespoke mentoring, consultation and development and skills development offered through a combination of group sessions and one-to-one support with freelance arts professionals, including artists, curators and specialist technicians. Peer exchange. Connecting you with the other commissioned artists for shared learning and support. Editorial and critical writing. A written review, article or feature on your commissioned artwork by a Midlands-based arts writer, commissioned and published by Corridor 8, providing public visibility and critical context for your work. Documentation. Photographic documentation of your commissioned artwork, where relevant to the outcome format, ensuring a lasting record and contribution to your portfolio and future opportunities. Technical support. 2.5 technician days at a rate of £180 per day to support the development and or delivery of the commissioned work in direct conversation with your commissioning organisation. Visibility and promotion. Visibility and promotion through Oates & Midlands Communications and through its partnership with Corridor 8, which will provide editorial and critical coverage of the commissions. In return, artists are expected to develop and deliver a new digital artwork between April 2026 and March 2027, collaborate with a commissioning organisation in the neighbouring region, express the cultural and geographical identity of the Midlands, take part in mentoring and peer sessions, engage in audience and communities, contribute to shared learning, evaluation and legacy. Subtitle, who can apply? To apply for this Ode to the Midlands open call for visual artists, you must be living or professionally based in the East Midlands as defined by CVAN East Midlands and CVAN West Midlands geography. A visual map is provided below to support applicants to identify regional eligibility. The regions encompass the counties of Derbyshire, Leicestershire, Lincolnshire, not inclusive of North East, Northamptonshire, Nottinghamshire and Rutland for the East Midlands. Herefordshire, Shropshire, Staffordshire, Warwickshire, West Midlands and Worcestershire for the West Midlands. Identify as globe majority and or disabled, deaf and or neurodivergent. See glossary on page 3 for more information on how CVAN East Midlands and CVAN West Midlands define these terms. Mid-career / an established practitioner looking to expand. You should consider yourself to be a mid-career stage in your artistic practice. We welcome a broad definition of mid-career and do not require a particular education route or length of practice. You are invited to tell us what mid-career means in relation to your journey. Over 18, you must be aged 18 or above at time of applying. Not studying a BA or MA. Applicants must not be enrolled on a BA or MA at the time of applying. PhD candidates are welcome to apply. Collectives. Artists, collectives, duos and collaborative practices are welcome to apply. However, please note that the artist fee is fixed and will not be increased if awarded to a collective, duo or group. It is the responsibility of the collective to determine how the labour and fee is shared within the group. Digital practice. Applicants are not required to currently have a digital practice and may use this opportunity to experiment, learn or develop creatively and professionally in this area, diversifying their practice. In this case, you must demonstrate in your application a clear interest in digital practice and the capacity and commitment to develop skills during the commission. We equally absolutely welcome applications from artists with established digital practices. Applicants should be able to demonstrate the experience required to work collaboratively with a commissioning organisation, a clear commitment to inclusive and accessible practice, the capacity to develop and deliver a digital commission between April 2026 and March 2027. Subheading, selection process. Applications will be reviewed by a selection panel comprising of Ode to the Midlands commissioning organisations from your neighbouring region and the Ode to the Midlands Advisory Group, a group of Midlands-based artists, arts workers and audience representatives with diverse expertise and lived experience who are based across the East and West Midlands. The advisory group will assess applications against the following criteria: artistic quality and clarity of practice, including the strength of visual / portfolio materials and the applicant's ability to articulate their ideas, interests, working methods and context. Clear expression of interest in producing a new digital work that explores, celebrates and reflects the Midlands' rich cultural and geographical identity. Fit with project aims, demonstrating how the applicant's practice and or their desire to develop a new digital skills aligns with the objectives of Ode to the Midlands and its focus on regional identity. Potential for public engagement and legacy, including how the artist's proposed direction of work may connect with communities, audiences and place-based narratives across the Midlands. Readiness and capacity to develop and deliver a digital commission between April 2026 and March 2027, including openness to collaboration with a commissioning partner in the neighbouring region. In addition to the criteria above, the process will also seek to ensure a spread of artists from across the wider Midlands geography and diversity of artistic approaches, disciplines and digital practices. All decisions will be made collaboratively by the Ode to the Midlands commissioning organisations and Ode to the Midlands Advisory Group, ensuring a fair, transparent and regionally representative selection process. Subheading, commissioning organisations and pairing. Ode to the Midlands brings together a network of commissioning organisations across the East and West Midlands, representing a broad range of skills, remits and approaches within the visual arts. Together, they reflect diversity and richness of visual arts practice in the region, from artist-led initiatives and community organisations to galleries and hybrid digital platforms. Ode to the Midlands commissioning organisations are Film and Video Umbrella, East Midlands, NN Contemporary Art, East Midlands, The Hub, East Midlands, British Ceramics Biennial, West Midlands, Heritage Museum and Art Gallery, Herefordshire Museum and Art Gallery, West Midlands, and Meadow Arts, West Midlands. Each commissioned artist will be paired with one commissioning organisation in their neighbouring region. East Midlands artists will be paired with West Midlands organisations and vice versa. This pairing supports cross-regional exchange, opens new contexts for your work, and builds long-term regional connections. Artists do not select or contact an organisation as part of this application. Pairings will be made after the artists are selected through a process led by the Ode to the Midlands Advisory Group in collaboration with the commissioning organisations. This ensures an equitable and transparent process rather than an application driven by existing networks and institutional access. Pairing decisions will consider opportunities for relationship development and further collaboration, alignment between the artist's practice and organisation's context, access to relevant resources, facilities or local networks, and the organisation's experience and capacity to support the proposed approach. This means you should not write your application with a specific organisation in mind. Instead, please focus on your practice, interests and ideas relating to the Ode to the Midlands and what you want to explore, celebrate and reflect around the Midlands cultural and geographical identity. Once pairings are confirmed, Ode to the Midlands will support the organisation and artists to design a way of working together that centres care, access, equity and shared learning. The partnership will include the development and presentation of your new digital artwork, alongside mentoring, peer exchange and opportunities to build new relationships across the region. How to apply, subheading. Artists interested in being commissioned for Ode to the Midlands are invited to submit an application outlining their practice, motivations and interests in producing a new digital artwork that explores, celebrates and reflects the Midlands' rich cultural and geographical identity. Your application should include 1. About your practice, a short overview of your artistic practice. 2. Your interest in the opportunity. Why would you want to participate in Ode to the Midlands and how your practice and or your desire to develop new digital skills aligns with the aims of the Commission and its focus on regional identity. 2A, why are you interested in producing a new digital work that explores, celebrates and reflects the Midlands' cultural and geographical identity? 2B, ideas should not be fully formed. There needs to be scope for development through the project, a dialogue between commissioning organisations and artists, considering how the work fits with the organisation's programme, resources and capacities. 3. Impact on practice. How you hope this opportunity will support your creative and professional development. 4. Collaboration, inclusion and access. How do you embed equity and accessibility in your practice and or are interested in developing this strand through an Ode to the Midlands Commission? 5. Visual/portfolio materials. Examples of your work. This can include up to 10 images and or 5 links to video, website, social media or documentation and or a short portfolio PDF, maximum 5 pages with captions. Applicants should all submit an equal opportunity monitoring form with a link found in the easy read and full application pack versions. Applications can be submitted in written, up to 800 words total, audio, up to 6 minutes total, or video, up to 6 minutes total format. The total word count slash duration can be divided between the 4 sections in any way you choose. Work can be from any stage of your practice, but we're most interested in seeing and learning about more recent examples. Artists who are new to digital practice are encouraged to include work that shows their approach, thinking and adjustment and skills. We accept applications submitted as .doc, .docx, PDF attachments in the body of an email, via Google Drive, video or audio recordings. All applications must still respond to the criteria above and address all sections of the application form in their responses. Access and equal opportunities. You may outline any access requirements or support needs for the commission period. If submitted, access requirements/access riders will not be shared with the selection panel but will be kept on record for us if your application is progressed. If you require this information in an alternative format or would like to discuss general queries or access requirements in advance of applying, please contact Colette Griffin on Colette, C-O-L-E-T-T-E, at CVAN, C-V-A-N, eastmidlands.co.uk. Important dates. Please send your application to Colette Griffin at colette@cvaneastmidlands.co.uk by Wednesday, 25th of March, 2026, 10 a.m. All applicants will receive an acknowledgement of submission email response. Outcomes will be shared by Friday, 24th of April, 2026, 5 p.m. Subheading, application form, artist details, artist name, artist email, artist address. Application. 1. About your practice. A short overview of your artistic practice. Bullet point 1. We want to know what ideas and interests underpin your work you make. Bullet point 2. Any achievements, projects or commissions you would like to share. Question 2. Your interest in the opportunity. Why you want to participate in Ode to the Midlands and how your practice and or desire to develop new digital skills aligns with the aims of the Commission and its focus on regional identity. Bullet point 1. Why are you interested in producing a new digital work that explores, celebrates and reflects the Midlands' cultural and geographical identity? Bullet point 2. Ideas should not be fully formed. There needs to be scope for development throughout the project, a dialogue between commissioning organisation and artists, considering how the work fits within the organisation's programme, resources and capacities. Question 3. Impact on practice. How you hope this opportunity will support your creative and professional development? Question 4. Collaboration, inclusion and access. How do you embed equity and accessibility in your practice and or are interested in developing this strand through an Ode to the Midlands Commission? End of application pack.